Jupiter is aligned with Mars, again, also with Saturn, Venus, and Mercury. From now until the end of March, there's a masterful light show going on in a clear sky near you. Five planets, strung like a basket handle across the top of the sky, with the moon threading in and out of the string. This week seems like a pretty good time to remember where we fit in our corner of the universe. Now, I hear you thinking, it's too bad you live in a city and you can't see the string of planets because of light pollution. And it's true that city dwellers who once could see thousands of stars now see only a few hundred. But planets are something else entirely. They don't twinkle, they steadily reflect the light of the sun. They're lots closer and much brighter than stars. You do not have to be a little kid with perfect vision living in a small town in Arizona to see this one. So get yourself out there and check it out. Here's where you look. Just after sunset, look for Mercury, very low in the southwestern sky. This is the trickiest planet to spot because it follows the sun down within the hour. Still, it will be the brightest thing you'll see just above the western horizon. And above Mercury, still in the same line, you'll see Venus, and straight above Venus, Mars. Those two are always easy to spot. Venus is unusually brilliant now. It will get brighter and brighter this spring, and Mars is usually a smoky reddish color. It's an amazing thing to remember as you look at the dusky red planet that the USA sent two little Mars landers all the way out there, and now they're chugging around on the surface, breaking rocks and taking pictures. The glamour planet is Saturn with its rings, and tomorrow night the moon will be very close to Saturn, on the planet's left, a little bit higher, making Saturn easy to find. And still, in the same line, much closer to the eastern horizon, you can see Jupiter, big and bright, low in the eastern sky. It's the only big, shiny thing in that part of the sky. This is what astronomers call a naked eye opportunity. But with even a small telescope, you can easily see the rings of Saturn and the little moons of Jupiter. This will be the best prime-time viewing for the next 30 years or so. In ancient times, when people tuned into the sky instead of radio to find speculation about the future, planetary alignments were thought to be predictive of dangerous times. But of course, we don't believe that these days. From the Planets by Gustav Holst.